Hare Krishna. So if we remember in chapter 1 and chapter 2, it was very clear. Arjuna wanted to leave the battlefield, go to forest, take karma sannyas. He did not want to get into ghastly warfare. But then Krishna is making some points, very, very important points. In fact, what Krishna is going to speak now will be very, very relevant in all our lives. Because now Krishna will be taking us through different concepts of karma. So there Arjuna wanted to avoid the ghastly warfare and go to forest to take karma sannyas to become a jnani. But then Krishna is going to now instruct Arjuna that when you work with the transcendental knowledge that I just spoke, because Krishna spoke so many things about himself, that is transcendental knowledge. So if someone works with that transcendental knowledge, that person will be freed from all the reactions of the work. And then, that will be equivalent taking karma sannyas. Right? So in this way, Krishna is going to elaborate on this particular theme for next few verses. So let's see the first verse of this theme. Shloka number 16. Kim karma kim akarmeti kavayopyatra mohitaha Tatte karma pravakshyami yajnyatva mokshase shubhat. So here Krishna is saying, kavayaha api atra mohitaha. Kavayaha api, even intelligent persons, they're bewildered. They're bewildered in what? In understanding what? Kim karma? What is action? Kim akarmeti? What is an action? So to understand the difference between what is action and what is inaction is very difficult. They're bewildered. Who? Intelligent people. Then he says, Tatte karma pravakshyami. Therefore, pravakshyami, I shall explain you this concept. Yajnyatva mokshase ashubhat. So he's saying that just by understanding this, just by knowing this concept that I'm going to speak now, O Arjuna, you'll be liberated from all inauspiciousness. Look at the confidence of Krishna. He's saying that if you just understand what I'm speaking, you'll be completely liberated from all inauspiciousness. So here, it is said that action in Krishna consciousness has to be executed in accord with the examples of previous bona fide devotees. Now this is what Krishna said in the previous verse, that follow my great devotees. To act in Krishna consciousness, one has to follow the leadership of authorized persons who are in a line of disciplic succession, as explained in the beginning of this chapter. We can get the maximum benefit and reach the ultimate goal, the ultimate destination, when we follow in the footsteps of those realized personalities who have already attained the destination, already attained the goal. So this point is very, very important. Then we need to follow some authorized people who are there in the disciplic succession. So a person should be there in the disciplic succession whom we accept as an authority. Without that, you know, it's very difficult for a person to advance in spiritual life. Initially, everything will seem same. Oh, even this path is same, that path is same, everything is same. But slowly when we start advancing in spiritual life, then we'll start understanding that no, there's a block in this path. Oh, there is the block in this path also. Where there will be no block? The path is already traversed by so many great souls. There will be no block in that path. It will be flawless. It will be foolproof completely. Yes. And so it is said that one should follow a person who is authorized, who is part of the disciplic succession. Even the most intelligent men will be bewildered regarding the standard actions of Krishna consciousness. For this reason, the Lord decided to instruct Arjun in Krishna consciousness directly. Yeah, obviously. You know, to understand many things in spiritual life becomes difficult. So when we directly get that knowledge from Krishna, then it's very easy. Because many times people ask that, can you please explain what is karma, what is vikarma, what is akarma? Now, if Lord Himself explains and sets a standard, then it's very easy for common public to follow. That's what Lord is going to do now. Because of the direct instruction of the Lord to Arjun, anyone who follows in the footsteps of Arjun is certainly not bewildered. Now Arjun is in the disciplic succession. He has received knowledge directly from Krishna. So anyone who follows Arjun, so they will also receive the same knowledge that Krishna is giving. And that knowledge which Krishna is giving is actually liberating. This knowledge is actually liberating. So it's very, very important that we accept the knowledge from the people who are in the disciplic succession. It is said that one cannot ascertain the ways of religion simply by imperfect experimental knowledge. The principles of religion can only be laid down by the Lord Himself. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. So it's a unfortunate thing that people in this world, they want to find out or they want to create and manufacture their own religion. But the point is, our entire setup, our entire system that we have got, I mean this body, both gross body and the subtle body, it's imperfect. And in this, with this imperfect mind, how can we manufacture something? How can we, you know, bring a system or a religion which will take us back home, back to Godhead? Not possible. Who can actually give the religion? Who can actually give dharma? Dharman tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Only Bhagavat, Bhagavan can give. Bhagavan can set the right principle. Bhagavan can actually tell what is our dharma. See, He is the creator of everything. He is the creator, He is the manufacturer, He knows. This is the product that I have created, this is the purpose of creation of this product, this is how it will work, and this is when it will stop. He knows everything. Yes, He knows, you know, when it will, when it is created, for how long it will be maintained, and when it will be annihilated. He knows everything. So, it's very intelligent decision to accept what Krishna is saying, than to accept what our mind is saying. We should never allow our mind to take over the instructions of Krishna. Yes. So when we are reading Bhagavad Gita, the mind might say that, okay, don't follow this, don't follow this. That's okay, that is the culprit mind, the contaminated mind saying this. But then what we have to do? Follow what Krishna is saying as it is, because He is giving the real religion, the real dharma. Just by following that, we can break the cycle of birth and death, attain perfection. One must follow in the footsteps of great authorities. So according to Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 12 Mahajans. Mahajan means the great, great authorities. The names are given here. Very purifying to hear these names, so I am reading it. Brahma, then Shiva, Narada, Manu, the Kumaras, Kapila, Prahlad, Bhishma, Shukadev Goswami, Yamaraj, Janak Maharaj and Bali Maharaj. So these are the great Mahajans. They have set very high standards in bhakti and we have to just follow them. And just by following them, following in their footsteps, since they are in parampara, we will also get the same destination what they have achieved. By mental speculation, one cannot ascertain what is religion or self-realization. Out of causeless mercy to His devotees, the Lord explains directly to Arjuna what action is and what inaction is. Only action performed in Krishna consciousness can deliver a person from the entanglement of material existence. It's the sheer mercy of Lord Sri Krishna unto all of us that He is giving us this transcendental knowledge. Just imagine if Bhagavad Gita was not there, if the Vedic scriptures were not there, not given by Krishna, what would have happened to all of us? Entire world would be in complete darkness. Obviously, now also, most of the part of the world is in darkness. No doubt about that. But at least there are some lights here and there. I mean, there are some realized souls here and there. Because of Krishna's mercy, Krishna's causeless mercy. So, we have to understand this point that it's because of the causeless mercy of Krishna that we are getting this knowledge. And we have to be very, very grateful. We should be very, very grateful to Krishna for giving us this knowledge, because without this, we would have never understood what work to do, what to avoid, and what work to do which will not get, which will not give us any reaction in return. Now Krishna is going to give this knowledge in a very, very emphatic way from next verse onwards. He is going to speak about what is karma, what is vikarma, what is akarma. And let me be the spoiler, let me tell, you know, the essence before itself. Anyone who does work in Krishna consciousness, anyone who does work keeping Krishna in the center of life, such a person will not get any reactions to the work. Such a person is eligible to attain liberation, to attain perfection in this very lifetime. Yes. So let's see these various verses which Krishna is going to speak to clarify these different topics, these different concepts from next verse onwards. Hare Krishna.